You know, thank you for all coming on. This may be a little bit short because I'm supposed to call through Skype, and somehow I there's no sound to it. So I'm going to try to work the Skype by, you know, rebooting my computer and see if that works. But that'll take a little while. But greetings from Sridhar Mayapur. I'm kind of happy to say that I completed 52 greetings from Vrindavan. I hope you're all on my journal. And the last one, called Moral Diversity, Book Banning and the Social Conservative Polemic in ISKCON, it kind of broke all records. Well, it was close to the picture. The one that had the most was the picture of my mother, but then a Krishna view of homosexuality, and then this. So, and I'll probably somehow have to figure out how to put that into a book. And we'll do that. I'm just kind of trying to reboot my computer while I'm talking to you, because what happens in, I have a real good phone service. But it doesn't work once you get outside of Mathura. So it again becomes exorbitantly high, and I don't have the minutes to talk too long because of that. Anyway, I'm almost there. I see if I can reboot it, and then okay, we can start anyway. Reading from Jiva Dharma. Chapter 22, Pramaya, the commencement. The commencement means the culmination of devotional service. There's three subjects in spiritual life, which were covered in the Jiva Dharma in nine categories. And the nine categories, because they deal with sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. There's one verse, as you remember here, Vrajanath is Vrajanath. He's got initiated now. He was a logician. He's coming to Krishna consciousness. And now, through Raghunath Das Babaji, his Guru Maharaj, he's learning the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very, very thoroughly, systematically. So one way to learn it systematically is study Dashamula. Dashamula means 10 key verses. And the first one is Pramana. And the last one are the last eight. No, Dashamula means 10. The last nine are called Pramaya. Pramana means your means of knowing. So the first verse deals with Krishna conscious epistemology, that we learn by hearing Shabda or transcendental sound. That's the best means. This means of learning is the deductive process. And what is to be known, the Sanskrit for that is Pramaya. And there's two things to be known. Well, actually, there's three things to be known. One is, who am I? what do I want to attain, and what is the means for doing so. So who am I as part of Sambandhagyan? What is to be obtained is Prayojanagyan, and how to attain it is Abhidhayagyan. So the last verse was the commencement. We're finishing this chapter. The commencement is what is to be attained. And what is to be obtained, the goal of everything, the goal of life, prema pumartha mahan, that the goal of life, the everything to be attained, is happiness, and happiness is love. So the goal is the highest love, and the highest love is love of God. So that's the final subject. Even though you say that often it's mentioned before Abhidhaya, which is the means, because before you really, the goal is the end, but you have to know the goal in order to reach it, in order to practice. So often the goal is mentioned first. And it's prema, or priti. Priti. The goal is that desire in your heart, the pleasure in your heart, when you're not the enjoyer and controller, but you view God as, and therefore you want to please. So that sense in the heart, and the whole practice of bhakti, is to get that sense. Get that sense in the heart. And beginning with karma yoga. Karma yoga means our strong faith is to enjoy and control. We have some understanding. So we start giving up the fruits of our activities to God. But that's guided by a conception of love, but it's not really love. Love is when you just feel like you want to give. Surrender totally. And that's the goal. And we're finishing right now that subject, which is called Bhava Tattva. The goal is bhava. Bhava means some legitimate emotion within the heart. Legitimate emotion in the heart. And that emotion is so strong. That emotion is so strong that it melts the heart completely. The heart becomes very, very soft. And that love in the heart, it's got to be activated by Krishna's energy, his own loving potency, which transforms our consciousness in a way that our consciousness becomes one with that energy, as much as an iron rod becomes one with fire. So something descends from God after the okay, I got it to work by rebooting the computer.
Welcome to the conference call and service of www.conference.com. When you have entered your conference, please... Your access code is not correct. We received...
Okay.
Star
Okay, I'm having another problem. I'm back here. So we'll just finish the chapter today. That's probably one of the minutes I had, so at least we've got something. So I have about 10 more minutes. So so they got this Baba. This Baba is, and really, what will melt your heart, other than the, your relationship with Krishna, if love melts your heart, then love means relationship. So it means with the descent of Krishna's Samvit Ladini Shakti, comes the energy to awaken fully what your relationship with Krishna is. And therefore, in that love, God's love, pure love, transcendental love, then, one second, I gotta get some hot water in my throat. Then your heart will melt. I'm sure we all had some type of experience of good emotion. I'm sure we all had some experience of good emotion where our heart melts. Now, multiply that by the highest degree, and what would happen to your heart? There would be tears, and the body would be transformed by it. So now they've gotten their Baba. They've understood Baba. And it's interesting what will happen. The next chapter, and it's very important that those of you listening, please continue this. Because even though this is a very high subject, now what's going to be is Nam Tattva. Because that's the way to get this. This is the goal of life. We can't underestimate enough how important chanting Hare Krishna is to transform the consciousness. Okay, so when Vajranath and Vijay Kumar, wait. Oh, yeah, okay, we're slow, okay. When Vajranath and Vijay Kumar, the nephew, Vajra Kumar, and his uncle, now it's going to explain that. Now they've explained the tattva fully. When Vajranath and Vijay Kumar heard this explanation of Baba Tattva, they were wonderstruck and sat silently for a while, absorbed in thoughts of Baba. After some time, they said, Prabhu, the powerful rain of your nectarian instructions has created a flood of prema in our scorched heart. Now what should we do? Where should we go? And now that they've got these instructions, now what to do with them? And you're not going to realize any instructions unless you apply them. So when you hear truth and you hear and you become convinced what is a goal, then the next thing will be your enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is one of the qualities, there's six qualities that are most favorable for devotional service. The first one is utsahan, nisteyan daryat. You're enthusiastic. Utsahan, you're enthusiastic. After some time, they said, okay, it is very difficult for us to attain Bhav because our hearts are bereft of humility. We're full of pride because of our Brahmin birth. And the only thing that can save us is your abundant love and mercy. This is Vaishnav. If he has good qualities, if he doesn't have any good qualities, he needs God's mercy. If he has good qualities, he needs God's mercy more because he may become proud. You may become proud. Devotion in the form of kirtan is unlimitedly merciful to those devoid of a sense of false prestige. And what is the false prestige? That we are the enjoyer and controller. And how does that conception arrive? Because we want to enjoy and therefore we want to control. and therefore it creates within us that illusory conception. And to the extent that you have that is to the extent that you're not humble, because you're thinking you're more than you are. So here they're very high class, they're very qualified, but there's a natural humility. There's a natural humility in relationship to God, not in relationship to matter. There may be pride, but in relationship to God, because when you have any sense of what God is, and you look at yourself as a person who wants to attain God, then you'll see how deficient you are in the thing that, the only thing that really matters, which is your ability to attain love and the highest thing. And it doesn't happen by being a Brahmin, by being learned. All these things are useless. It only happens by one's humility and his ability to attract mercy. The negative attracts the positive. It's a fact. And therefore, when that is reflected in our spiritual practices and reflected in our chanting, that quality attracts God's mercy. It's absolute psychology in one sense. It's psychology. It's based on God and God being a person. There's a psychology. And what is that psychology? He's a person. His heart melts when he sees humility. When he sees dependence, our heart melts. When someone loves us and is dependent, that's the whole process of spiritual life. That's why when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave darshan, when he took darshan of the deity, I told you, he didn't put on his glasses, because what was darshan? That God was seeing him. This is spiritual life. We become happy by seeing someone's heart. We see someone's heart by their service. That's what pleases God. It's what pleases everyone. It's what the most attractive thing. So they have all these qualities, but instead of becoming proud by them, it makes them humble. Because they realize that these qualities are connected with their desires. Our good things that we have are connected with our desires, and they are the very things that separate us from God. So he said, if you bestow a drop of prema on us, we should certainly achieve our objective. So you look at God, now they're reflecting on ourselves, no qualification, they reflect on God. He's merciful, so I can achieve it. Only hope is that we've been able to establish a spiritual relationship with you. And what is the hope? The hope is relationship with those that represent God and who can petition God. Well, we can also petition God through the humility of surrendering God to God through his servants. You're extremely poor, wretched, and destitute, and you are Krishna's dear associate and supremely merciful. Please be merciful to us and instruct us as to our duty. Virtue Kumar took advantage of the opportunity and said, at this very moment, Prabhu, the desire is arising in me to renounce household life and obtain residence as a servant of your lotus feet. Vrijanath is just a boy, and his mother wants him to become a grihastha, but he does not have the desire to do so. Please give your instruction as what he should do in this connection. Babaji, you both received Krishna's mercy. You should serve by transforming your household into Krishna's household. Everyone should act according to the instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to the world. He taught that there are two ways by one way may worship Bhagavan in this world. One may live as a householder or in the renounced order. Until he is qualified to take up the renounced order, he should remain a householder and engage in Krishna's service. In the first 24 years of his manifest pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed the ideal for a Grihastha Vaishnav, and during his last 24 years, he set the ideal for renounced Vaishnav. Mahaprabhu's example as a Grihastha established the goal of household life. In my opinion, you should also do the same. You should not think that one cannot obtain the goal of Krishna praying in household life. Most of Mahaprabhu's favorite devotees were Grihasthas. And even Vaishnavas in the renounced order of life pray for the dust of the lotus feet of those Grihastha bhaktas. So it's not your situation, it's how you respond to it. The night was far advanced. Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath spent the whole night in Srivasangam, chanting the glories of Srihari in the company of other Vaishnavas. At dawn the next morning, they finished their ablutions. Bathed in the Ganga and then offered Dandavat Pranam at the feet of their Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. Then they again performed Sankirtan, took Mahaprasad, and returned home before noon. Vijay Kumar called his sister and said, "Now Vrajanath will marry, so you should make the necessary preparations. I am going to Modadruma for a few days. You can send news to me when you have fixed the date for the wedding. I shall come home with the other family members to enhance the auspicious marriage. I shall send my younger brother Harinath here tomorrow. He will stay here and arrange everything." Rajanath's mother and paternal grandmother felt as if they had attained sovereignty over the earth. Completely overjoyed, they presented Vijay Kumar with new clothes and other gifts before they bade him farewell. Thus ends the 22nd chapter of Jivadharma entitled Prameya, the commencement of Priyojana Tattva. And now chapter 23 will be Prameya, Nam Tattva. So because my minutes are running out, because it's, instead of paying like a rupee a minute, it's something like 8 rupees a minute, and I don't have it charged here. I thought I'd get through with the thing, so that didn't work. So I'll get some more minutes on my phone. Okay, Hare Krishna. Would anybody like to say hello? I heard Vajrade and Mukunda are there. Anybody else like to say hello today? I'm sorry it's so short.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Who is that? Gail?
Yes.
Okay. I have time for one question. Any questions?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, we'll end. I hope there was something there. Why don't you go put to the second disintegrate?